Secchio in Washington, D.C., are the Syrian rebels, the so-called moderates that President Obama wants to arm, actually allies of the Islamic State.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Seeing this video yesterday leads me to believe that if we ever had any doubt about these people posing a threat to the United States, these videos would remove that. Are they a threat to our national security?
No question that they're a threat to our national security. What we have said is that we are not aware of any credible threats to the homeland right now.
Is the United States at war with ISIS? It sure sounds from the president's speech that we are.
I think that's the wrong terminology. What we are doing is engaging in a very significant counterterrorism operation.
The United States is at war with ISIL in the same way that we are at war with Al-Qaeda and its Al-Qaeda affiliates all around the globe.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I would say one insightful piece of news from the last week is some of the moderate rebels, so-called moderate rebels, have now signed a ceasefire with ISIS. So really, their enemy is really Assad, and they don't really care what ISIS does. And so they are the weakest fighting force there. It's a mistake to arm them. Most of the arms we've given to the so-called moderate rebels have wound up in the hands of ISIS because ISIS simply takes it from them or is given them, or we mistakenly actually give it to some of the radicals.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 1-800-684-3110. The threat of the Islamic State, will we arm these so-called moderate rebels? Congress is deciding that, really, this week. Could be this week. There's a push to have that decision made this week. And this is not a Republican-Democrat issue where there's a split. There's a lot of questions on both sides of the aisle about who these so-called moderate rebels are. And that's because of the reports. And it's not Fox News reports and Christian media reports and conservative media reports. It's the Associated Press, AFP. It's also a Huffington Post that reports that a lot of these groups that are the so-called moderates, like the Free Syrian Army, have made deals with the Islamic State. And non-aggression deals with the Islamic State. That means they are, again, when you start making deals with the devil, you question the sincerity of their moderateness.
Well, here's the real dilemma here, folks, and we want your calls on this. How do you feel about giving money to the, quote, moderates Syrian army? How do you feel about this? 1-800-684-Syrian Rebels, 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. As the United States begins to deepen ties with moderate Syrian rebels to combat the extremist group ISIS, also known as the Islamic State, a key component of its coalition appears to have struck a non-aggression pact with the group. That is, by the way, the Huffington Post. So, David, and we got to go really quickly here. This whole strategy of dealing with Syria this way, these Syrian rebel groups, could be fraught with unbelievable danger for the United States and for our allies.
Oh, yeah. The weapons that have already gone to Syrian rebels have fallen into ISIS's hands. And, you know, we'd be supporting groups like the Army of the Mujahideen. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, we're going to get into details. We want your comments about it. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Now, a couple things here, folks. Those of you that have ordered on Amazon our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. You may have got a notification over the weekend. It's coming out. They said instead of the 16th, which is tomorrow, the 23rd. That's incorrect. It is coming out tomorrow. So you're getting the book. If you haven't bought it yet, we want to get on that New York Times bestsellers list. Go to ACLJ.org or riseofisis.com. You go to Barnes & Noble. You can go to Apple iBooks or, of course, Amazon. You can get it that way. Or riseofisis.com has got all the links to it. Pre-buy that book. Tomorrow it is live. And we want to make sure we hit that New York Times bestsellers list. We also have up right now a very important petition. Don't support Syrian jihadist groups. Go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign onto that petition. Brand new. We're going to get into the details of it in a moment. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And by the way, when you order the book, A Rise of ISIS, you're going to get the song Where I Stand included with it. We encourage you to do that today. Back with your calls in a moment.
See.
As Americans express growing concern about ISIS, the Islamic State, the Obama administration is going to Congress to ask for money to arm Syrian rebels. That's right, he wants to arm and fund jihadists, so-called moderates that, according to reports, are working with ISIS. You can't fight ISIS with jihadists. Tell President Obama no American weapons or money for Syrian jihad. Add your name to our new petition online now at ACLJ.org. And learn the real story of ISIS and Hamas. Order ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow's new book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. A powerful must-read, now available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Apple. Help us sound the alarm. You can buy the book online, riseofisis.com. That's riseofisis.com. Order your copy today.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
What I see, where I stand, I can't be.
So while we were at Oxford this summer, folks, we put together this book called Rise of ISIS. We did not realize, I don't think anybody did, that it would become the news story that it has. And it's the first definitive book on who we're fighting in Iraq. And this is critical. So it's Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. Now, let me give you some numbers here. Let me have David give you some numbers. He's got the breakdown. Our goal is, and let me have Jordan first. We'll do this in order. We're going to talk about the situation with Syria because this has got us very concerned. This whole Syrian army thing has got us, the freedom fighters. We don't even know who they are. By the way, we've got a new petition up on that. If you go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, you can sign that petition so we don't give our money to people that we don't know what they're going to do with it. The Free Syrian Army and some of these groups are cutting deals with ISIS. They're not going to fight each other so they can all fight Assad Bashir. I mean, this is really problematic. So we're going to get into that. And if you want to sign that petition, you can do it at ACLJ or 1-877-989-2255. We're going to talk about the whole Syria component to this. And by the way, as Jordan mentioned, AP, Huffington Post, they're all reporting the same thing we are, that the Syrian rebels are cutting deals with ISIS, so why are we going in business with them? But here is the breakdown. I want David to give the breakdown first, and then Jordan, the why we've got to get it on the New York Times bulletin. But David, let's see. This is through Saturday. We don't really have all the Sunday numbers yet.
Yeah, it's been really encouraging, Jay. I mean, pre-orders alone, we've had more than 4,000 people download the ebook on the Nook, on the Kindle, on Apple iBooks. And to put that in perspective, that's a big number in the ebook world. It really is. Yeah. And that's a pre-order only. So tomorrow, it is going to be on your device. You can download it tomorrow. No more pre-orders starting tomorrow. It is on your device starting tomorrow.
So 4,350 on Kindle. Is that Kindle? That's all the ebooks.
Yes.
And about another 4,000 on pre-orders for the paperback. That's not out to October 14th. Now, Jordan, as we talk about the scope and nature of ISIS and the fight we're engaged in and how this is going to work out, let's talk about why getting it on the list, what we're talking about here. The book is, folks, the definitive book on who ISIS, what they are, how they're operating, what it means to the region, the Hamas-ISIS link, which no one's talking about. We are. Same fighters, basically different names, same target. You got one fighting the Christians and others in Iraq and Syria. You got the others going after the Jews. That's what's going on right now. And then, Jordan, the key is to get the book on the bestsellers list.
Yeah, that's right. And here's why. I mean, first of all, we want everybody to get educated on the Islamic State. Members of Congress, as we speak, are trying themselves to figure out exactly where and how they should vote when it comes to this funding request from President Obama. And it's not splitting up as a Republican-Democrat issue. So you got to be educated about the Islamic State. But more importantly, we want to make sure the media elites, people who would never turn this broadcast on, who would not watch Fox News or CBN or check out, you know, they're not going to cover us unless it's a case or something that we've got. People like the New York Times editorial team and their book review staff, if we make the bestsellers list, they've got to review the book. They've got to read it. We've now opened up a whole new window of people who will be seeing not just, you know, snippets or our news sound bites, but actually a whole piece put together, a whole book put together by us. And we can only do that with getting on the bestsellers list. And of course, that's not just the New York Times, also Washington Post and other places. So we can open up a whole new audience of people to get this information to.
Here's what I need everybody to do, and you all have been so great on this on other. We've never asked it on a book, though, before. We want everybody that's listening to the book right now, we are listening to broadcast. So we're live. The book is live tomorrow. So when you order it tomorrow, you're getting it tomorrow. But we want to keep the pre-orders coming in and then, of course, keep the orders coming in. So there's two books available on multiple sources. It's the what they call the paperback. That will be in stores October 14th, but we've already had more than 4,000 people have already pre-ordered that.
Right, and that's far in advance, which is
from October 14th, which is unheard of, actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'd love to get that number up to, you know, well over 10,000 by the end of the next week or so. So we want you to either if you're going to get the paperback, go ahead to either Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Apple iBooks. You can also go to I don't know if it's up on Walmart yet, but it's coming like any day now. But the three sites that we know are up are Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and the Apple iBook. You can go to riseofisis.com, our website that we've created, which will let you actually load it right there, you know, order it right there. So, folks, we want to get the book was – we were running in the top, you know, three or four, and then we didn't do a lot of, obviously, marketing over the weekend. We are now. We want to get it back up into that top 25 on Amazon. You can help us do it. The book is, I think it's like $8 or $9. You also get the song. I want to play a minute of the song. Actually, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take your calls when we come back. Let's play 2 minutes of the song, folks. This was sung by John Schlitt and John Elefante, of course, you know from our band here. Also, very important, Mark Townsend from DC Talk, who's also produced the Reliant K and other guys. I'm playing the drums on it. Marco Pangallo, who you've seen on a lot of our videos before, Scott Kirtman, they're playing guitar and bass. But folks, when we're playing 2 minutes of the song, it's an important thing for you to know. There's a line in that song. It says, "When my heart is crying. Now my heart is crying." That was actually written by words we got from Jacob Abedini, Saeed Abedini's father. So Jacob Abedini is Saeed's dad. And he wrote it about his father. And it was a really meaningful lyric for us. So I'm going to play 2 minutes of it for you. And when we're doing this, I want you to either go sign that petition to not have the money going to these Syrian jihadists. We don't know who these groups are. At ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Or order the book right now. So as the song's playing, you'll get the book. You get the song with it. Here it is. Some people will descend, and what is now has been before. Over and over, it's been ignored. It is a heart, whatever soul, the slightest innocence, the end becomes a means, a twisted faith to justify a violent need, guided by lies that deceive. Well, there you have it. That's the song by our band here, J Secular Live, and that song, of course, is Where I Stand. The book is Rise of ISIS. Again, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, iTunes, Apple iTunes, coming to Walmart and others. You can order the Kindles out tomorrow. Even you may have gotten an email saying it's coming in not till the 22nd. It's not true. It's coming out tomorrow, which means we're in the reporting week. So go ahead and order that. You could also pre-order the paperback as well. We're taking your calls on this issue of the money going to Syria. Before we do that, I want to set the stage for what we're talking about. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. David, you fought in Iraq. What is this idea? The president laid it out. This, you know, we're going to back the moderate Syrian rebels. What's the problem with that? I mean, I know what it is, but go ahead. Our audience needs to hear this.
I mean, look, if you look at the list of Syrian rebel forces, it is jihadist group after jihadist group after jihadist group. And even the quote-unquote vetted moderates, these vetted moderates have signed peace treaties and non-aggression pacts with ISIS. So who are we going to be supporting? This is reminding me of Libya, where we used American air power and American weapons to support jihadists who later turned on us and ran us out of the country.
Yeah, and Jordan, there is dispute about this on Capitol Hill right now, and as you said, it's bipartisan concern.
Yeah, if there wasn't dispute, this vote would already be moving forward and the authorization would be there. But there's a real question. There's some who are saying defer to the president. It's, you know, executive power. Whether you agree or not, this is the power that should be up to the president. And we've seen that from people like Speaker Boehner. But there is not unity on this issue. And a few weeks ago, there might have been. But now, with the complexity of the issue, and you give people more time, and you look at what's actually happening, and you realize we would be trusting rebel groups, yep, which have basically been decimated, to fight ISIS, when in fact they're making agreements hoping that ISIS won't fight them.
All right, we've got a petition up right now at ACLJ to make sure that money doesn't go to these groups. Go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We urge you to sign that petition today, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's either way you could do it. Let's not make sure our money's not going to people that are going to use their weapons against us and Israel. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. By the way, versions of the song, short versions of it, 30, 60-second versions are up on our Facebook pages. You want to see it there. Order the book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Apple iBooks. Back with your calls in a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. As Americans express growing concern about ISIS, the Islamic State, the Obama administration is going to Congress to ask for money to arm Syrian rebels. That's right, he wants to arm and fund jihadists, so-called moderates that, according to reports, are working with ISIS. You can't fight ISIS with jihadists. Tell President Obama no American weapons or money for Syrian jihad. Add your name to our new petition online now at ACLJ.org. And learn the real story of ISIS and Hamas. Order ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow's new book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. A powerful must-read, now available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Apple. Help us sound the alarm. You can buy the book online, riseofisis.com. That's riseofisis.com. Order your copy today.
That's the song Where I Stand. It comes with the book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. By the way, talking about a threat we can't ignore, 10,732 of you, let me say this again, 10,732 of you have signed the petition on not funding the Syrian jihadi groups since this morning, which is incredible. If you haven't yet signed it, go to ACLJ.org. That's the easiest way. Of course, you can call 877-989-2255. I have been corrected. It's now 11,121. That's a good way to be corrected. And that's big news. Actually, 11,131 to be exact. All right, we're taking your calls. And again, folks, go ahead and sign that petition at ACLJ.org, 877-989-2255. And the book, Rise of ISIS, just go to riseofisis.com. It gives you the three ways to acquire it. Let's go to the phones, Jordan.
Yeah, let's go to Dan in North Carolina online for us. A question that a lot of people have had. Dan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you very much. Thanks for all you do, too.
Thanks, Dan.
It seems like half the time administration refers to ISIS or ISIL.
Right.
And I consider myself well-read, and I had to look it up to find out what ISIL means. But are they trying to confuse people?
Well, ISIL... Yeah, ISIL was the name that ISIS, ISIS was Al-Qaeda in Iraq, then they became ISIS, and now they just call themselves the Islamic State. But ISIL was broader than the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. It was the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant is the greater Middle East. But now they've changed it to the Islamic State. And all of this is variance from translations from Arabic. But the fact is, you know, I don't know why the president is using ISIL versus ISIS. I'm not surprised the president's using anything with the word I in it because he's afraid. Do we have the quote? I go back to the, I'm surprised, Dan, the president is using with the word I. Here's why.
Now, let's make two things clear. ISIL is not Islamic.
No, they're not Islamic. They're what are they? They're Scottish Presbyterian. I mean, when he says this, he brings this lack of credibility on himself, David. He really does.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's just a flat-out falsehood. I mean, he is deceiving the American people about the nature of the threat we face. They call them not Islamic. Well, that's news to them.
Well, they're nihilists, remember?
That's news to everyone in the region. I mean, when you talk to people in Iraq about Al-Qaeda in Iraq, they were not saying they're not Islamic. They would call them radicals, or they're Islamic extremists, or jihadists. Well, that's what they are, jihadists.
And we point this out in our book, and Jordan, we've talked about it. You know, tell Khalif Ibrahim he's not Islamic.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the idea, again, that their motivating factor here is their Islamic faith. I mean, that's how they're recruiting people. And you could say it's a twisted version of Islam. You could say whatever you want. The truth is they're not recruiting because of beheadings or just, hey, come fight a war in the middle of the desert. That's not how they're getting people from the UK to join up and fight. They're promising rewards in the afterlife. You know, it's all about the religion. If you don't understand the ideology of who you're fighting, it's very difficult to fight them. It's difficult to understand your opponent. And this actually goes to the caller's question, the difference between the names. And it is more of a taking an acronym from Arabic into English, but the L, when they say ISIL, actually refers to a bigger area than what we consider Syria to be.
Right.
There's the kind of old way of discussing
Levant.
Syria the and the current
is broader.
That means Israel, Jordan,
right.
Syria, and Lebanon.
Yeah,
so
the
we're talking
Middle East.
It really what it does is explain the scope of what ISIS wants to be.
But here's part of the language problem. This is where we were talking about this over the weekend. This is where the president's brought some of this on himself. Listen to this statement from August 21st, 2014, the president.
There has to be a common effort to extract this cancer so that it does not spread. There has to be a clear rejection of these kind of nihilistic ideologies. One thing we can all agree on is that a group like ISIL has no place in the 21st century.
So these are nihilists, you know, existential nihilists? I mean, what, really? So we're calling them nihilists. And then the line I think is so absurd. One thing we can all agree on is that a group like ISIL has no place in the 21st century. So you don't do it in 2014, but 1983, maybe that was okay. I mean, this is the lack of clarity of what we're actually dealing with and compelled to deal with. Let's take Alan's call from Texas, Jordan, line two.
Alan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Alan.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Yeah, I'd like to make a statement and read a definition of war. My statement is for the American people to not be deceived by what the government is telling them, that we're not in a a war with ISIS. And the definition of war is a state of armed conflict between different nations or states or different groups within a nation or a state.
Okay.
Thank you.
I listen, Alan, I appreciate you calling in. Now, David French, senior counsel for the ACLJ, major United States Army, served in Iraq, judge advocate general. I think Alan's exactly correct.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a war by any possible measure. It's just a war that apparently he doesn't want to actually have the United States military fight to win. He wants to delegate to Syrian jihadists, much like he delegated the Libyan war, and we all know how that turned out.
Yeah, so folks, we've got a petition up right now that says don't fund the Syrian jihadists, and I think we're going to have bipartisan support here, especially when you got Huffington Post and AP saying, hey, these groups have cut basically truce deals with ISIS. So we're giving money that's going to and weapons that are going to get in the hands of the wrong people. And I'll tell you something. When you look at this, it's very, very serious. So here's what I want to encourage you. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on that petition. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also, folks, we are in the countdown. The book is live. The e-version of the book comes out tomorrow. That means your Kindle, your Nook, whatever other electronic reading Apple you have, it will be live tomorrow. We want to make sure we hit that New York Times bestsellers list. Go to riseofisis.com. You can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBook. And I encourage you to do that. Walmart's coming as well. You can pre-order both the electronic version and you can pre-order the paperback. And I encourage you to order multiple copies and really get this out. It's going to help us get on that list. Has big repercussions. When we come back from the break, we're going to take more of your phone calls. Remember, we're here for another half hour at ACLJ.org if you don't get the full hour of the broadcast. Of course, if you're on SiriusXM, you are. But, Jordan, I mean, we're at the critical phase here. Both the book is the I think, definitive text on who ISIS is, what we're fighting, and the link between ISIS and Hamas. Realize it is Christians, Jews, and Muslims that don't agree with ISIS that are in the crosshairs here. But really, if you look at what's happening in the Christian and Jewish communities, Israel, without the Israel Defense Forces, would be in no different shape than the Christians in Iraq right now.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, so it's one of these situations, again, where the threat of ISIS to in the Islamic State to our allies, to our interest, ultimately here, they are taking land. They are massing. They have a massive force. They are taking in income. You know, it was interesting, a news report out today, just to give you the scope here. We're talking about, you know, they're saying they're having some trouble with the oil profits because a lot of the engineers have tried to flee, and that's cut it down to about $1.5 million a day. $1.5 million a day is half of what they were making last week because their issues. That's unprecedented for a terror organization. Terror organizations don't have that kind of daily revenue coming in. So to treat them as if they're just
that's
a one-off.
$500 million
a year,
half a billion dollars a year just there.
And that's just one source of income.
It's really, folks, it's unbelievable. Sign on that petition so we don't fund the Syrian jihadists at ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. The song is Where I Stand. It's part of the book. When you get the book, you're getting the song. We have some of it up on Facebook. Folks, we need everybody. Go to riseofisis.com. That's a website we set up. Gives you the three ways you can get the book. Please do it today. The next 4 days are critical for this book's success. Riseofisis.com, Barnes & Noble, Apple iBooks, or, of course, Amazon. Back with more in a moment.
Add your name to our new petition online now at aclj.org. And learn the real story of ISIS and Hamas. Order ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow's new book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, a powerful must-read, now available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Apple. Help us sound the alarm. You can buy the book online, riseofisis.com. That's riseofisis.com. Order your copy today.
taking your calls at 800-684-3110. And by the way, we're talking about the situation with Syria. I want to put it into perspective here and kind of reset it. We'll get to your calls in a moment. But let's reset what the president is calling for in Syria. First, Jordan, what is the reaction in Washington?
Mixed. So it's not a clear reaction in Washington. It's not like Republicans are saying no, Democrats are saying yes, and vice versa. There's a lot of confusion over who are the, quote, moderates that the president wants to arm. Some are saying, well, these have been vetted. Others are wondering, well, wait, vetted when? Because now there's news reports that the same groups that we thought were the moderate allies, the ones who we decided and President Obama decided not to support and not to arm because there were trust issues there, are now the same groups that we now, you know, a year later, now are thinking about arming to fight the Islamic State. Not to fight the Assad regime, but to fight the Islamic State, who's also fighting the Assad regime. When we're reading news reports that these groups, the so-called moderates, I mean, to call them moderate is very much a stretch of that term, are making deals with the Islamic State to at least not kill each other until they've overthrown the Assad regime.
All right, so David, what does this mean as far as if this were to happen with the vetting process the government's doing, what happens here?
I mean, look, vetting process, really, we're not sending
calling it that.
Yeah, we're not sending interviewers spreading out across the fighting zones of Syria to watch these guys in action. I mean, look, I'm sure there are members of our military who are doing the best they can to vet. But look, we already know that arms supplied to these so-called moderates, and we need to just stop calling them moderates, to these other jihadists, have fallen into ISIS's hands. We already know that. We've seen the reports about the truces.
Right.
We can't delegate our national security to these jihad organizations in Syria.
And folks, we spell this out in the book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. Again, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Apple iBooks will be in Walmart around the country. But pre-order, it helps us a lot to get it on the New York Times bestseller list. Listen to this question coming in from MSNBC's Crystal Ball to Senator Joe Manchin, a Democrat from West Virginia, number 32.
Does that mean that you are unlikely to vote for authorization to train and arm rebels there in Syria?
Right now I can't do that. I cannot support arming the rebels who we have not been able to identify. The last I heard about the rebels in Syria, these are the same people maybe who sold one of our correspondents who got their head cut off. So I'm just saying it's a very unstable situation.
So what Joe Manchin is referring to is that the family of the journalist has said that he was sold by one of the moderate forces to ISIS for about... And they say about $25,000, and he ended up being beheaded. And there's more of these coming. So, Jordan, that's a Democrat from West Virginia, Joe Manchin. This seems to be a global or early intra-party concern right now. This is not Republican-Democrat.
That's right. So it's not one of those issues that you could just say, well, the Democrats are on one side, or Republicans are on one side, and it's pro-Obama versus anti-Obama, and that's how you're breaking down Washington, D.C. The truth is it's about each member of Congress trying to make sure that they are satisfied with the information they're receiving. And right now, I will tell you from the info that we know, I would not trust any of these reports from the Obama administration because they refused to arm these groups a year ago when their enemy was the Assad regime. Why would you trust them to take their resources and go fight each other? Remember, this is Sunni versus Sunni when they're fighting, again, Hezbollah and the Assad regime. I mean, it's complicated, but I don't understand how suddenly we now believe they would do this.
All right, folks, we've got Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. It's available today on Amazon. By the way, if you get it on ebook, it's coming out. You get it tomorrow. Same thing's true on Apple iBook or Barnes & Noble Nook. So it's available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Apple iBooks. If you go to riseofisis.com, you can link to it there. I'm really asking you folks for a favor. Buy the book today. Pre-order the paperback. Pre-order the download of the e-book. All of that really helps us a lot, and it gets this book moving the way we want it to move and get it on the bestsellers list, which is the goal here. The song you're hearing right now, Where I Stand, comes with the book. So when you order the book, you get the song. And again, the petition's up to stop the funding of Syrian jihadists. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Link all this information out on your social media, folks. And we've got portions of the song up on Facebook as well. Back with more in a moment.
As Americans express growing concern about ISIS, the Islamic State, the Obama administration is going to Congress to ask for money to arm Syrian rebels. That's right, he wants to arm and fund jihadists, so-called moderates that, according to reports, are working with ISIS. You can't fight ISIS with jihadists. Tell President Obama no American weapons or money for Syrian jihad. Add your name to our new petition online now at ACLJ.org. And learn the real story of ISIS and Hamas. Order ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow's new book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. A powerful must-read, now available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Apple. Help us sound the alarm. You can buy the book online, riseofisis.com. That's riseofisis.com. Order your copy today. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, available on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and, of course, Apple iBooks, and Walmart also will be carrying it, and bookstores around the country. The book comes out in paperback on October 14th. You can pre-order now. We encourage you to do that. It really helps us out. Same thing, by the way, on the e-book. You can pre-order it. You'd only be pre-ordering it by a day if you order it today. It'll come out tomorrow, but we want everybody to do that, and you can do that by those three sites. Again, if you want to sign on to the petition, that's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. It's ACLJ.org to sign the petition to not fund Syrian jihadists, or 877-989-2255. Let's go ahead and take some calls.
Deborah calling in from Texas, online 5. Deborah, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi. I have a question. There on social media, there are videos going around showing the beheading of our two Americans and the one Englishman. But everybody says they're fake because of, you know, the way the film shows it, the video shows the beheading.
And that's not, let me just say this, jump in here, Deborah, and David's going to respond in detail, but that's not true. These are real. There have been more of them. They just haven't released them yet. That has been verified by both our intelligence, the British, and others as well. And there's no reason to doubt it. And this rumor, it's a vicious rumor that's going on by a group that is, frankly, I don't respect their journalism.
Well, yeah. And what's the people who are sharing these conspiracy theories are some of the same people who believe that 9/11 was the story of 9/11 was fake, that they're quote unquote false flag operations. It's really extreme fringe conspiracy theories. You know what the videos were? I mean, these beheadings were staged. They tried to make them with as high of quote, and this is sick to say, production values as they could. But you know, these people are saying that these beheading videos are fake. What do they sit around and watch beheading videos to compare and contrast? It's absurd. They're real, they're horrible, and they're horrific murders of Americans and a British citizen, a British aid worker, somebody who'd gone to Syria to help the Syrian people. And so these conspiracy theories are depraved.
I'll tell you the other aspect of this, and I'm glad you called in, Deborah, is let's put an end to this is not true, and we need to let people know it's not true. So this is happening. These are real, and people are really dying, and it's at the hand of a group. And we've got this outlined in our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, in great detail. Journalists, grab another call.
Let me also say that the conspiracy theorists out there, whom Deborah may have seen some of their reporting, even they, if you read their actual reporting, admit that the videos are real, they just say they may be aspects of it that are staged. And, of course, you know, they're made for this distribution. So they are not disputing whether or not people's heads are being cut off or whether or not they're being killed. They're disputing whether or not the video, as it portrays exactly what happens, as if that's what matters, if that's important when it comes to this kind of propaganda and the loss of life this brutal way. So even the conspiracy theorists know that these are true. So, you know, I think that they're just trying to make headlines when there isn't really a story there. But glad we could clear up that confusion. Let's go back to the phones. And Charlie in Texas on line one. Charlie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Charlie.
Thank you. Who are the moderates? What is their relationship to ISIS? And are they the same ideology as ISIS?
Okay, you can't get any more direct than that, Charlie. Thank you for your call. Let me start with Jordan. Let me give you first my overview here. We don't know who they are, is the truth. Early on, we had a better idea. There was a more of a serious moderating influence. That apparently is gone. So even some senators that were initially in favor of this have backed away some. Is that still the sense in Washington? We really don't know who these moderates are?
As of today, now all of this could change. And so, you know, these members of Congress are being lobbied very aggressively by the Obama administration to now fund these groups. And these are the same groups we were talking about a year ago and even longer. These are the Free Syrian Army link groups. But even that, there's not a Free Syrian Army. There are all these different factions within Syria, all these different militias that then will sometimes use the banner of Free Syrian Army. So one of the groups that's actually made a deal with the Islamic State is linked to the Free Syrian Army. So you can't just say, okay, here's the moderates. They're over here with their moderate flag, and there's the Islamic State with their flag. It's not the case. There are, of course, these are all Sunni groups
right. Fighting
the Assad regime, and fighting Shiites and Hezbollah backed by Iran. Some of them are ISIS-inclined. There is another hardcore jihadist group, which is not ISIS, which is still affiliated with Al-Qaeda. They're fighting each other. But they've agreed to these non-aggression pacts while they are fighting the Assad regime. And whether or not those hold up remains to be seen, or how widespread they are. But we can't think about it as these clear and clean-cut situation. It's
not that clear.
Based on every group of fighters.
David.
Yeah, these guys just switch sides all the time. I mean, that you can't say that when someone enlists in the army of the Mujahideen that they're therefore in some sort of army like we envision it today. No, they're in a militia band. And they tend to go to whoever is strongest. And so that's one of the ways that ISIS has grown in power, is a lot of these former, quote-unquote, moderates have flocked to the ISIS banner. So vetted rebels, really? I mean, it
doesn't
absurd.
Even make sense. You know, when you're dealing with a group like this, this is force. I mean, Disraeli said this back when he was dealing with Russia and is the Prime Minister of England. They only understand force. There's no negotiating. There's a moderate. What is a modern jihadist, a moderate Muslim rebel? In Syria right now, the same group that handed over Steve Sotloff to ISIS? And the answer to that is unfortunately yes. And when you've got Huffington Post and Associated Press saying the same thing, it shows you how dangerous this ideology actually is. So we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Part of what we do here is educate. That's a big part of it. So we're taking your phone calls. We want your comments at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's take Mike's call.
Yeah, Mike is calling in from California on line three. Mike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you, guys, and God bless you guys.
Thanks.
And Jay, by the way, I did do my order for paperback.
We appreciate that. Thank you very much. Tell your friends, too.
Yeah, no, I have. Because there's a lot of uneducated people out here, obviously, as you know. You know, in World War II, we didn't have we know we weren't fighting the Nazis. We're fighting we knew to separate not every German was a Nazi, but this president, he can't delineate. So my question is, like, okay, would he call Hamas Islamic?
When you remember those quotes when talking about, he was deploring Israel's conduct of the war with Hamas in Gaza, and then saying that illegitimate war tactics of Hamas, but it was, you know, what Israel did was, he deemed that to be outrageous. So this moral equivalency is exactly the point. And we actually address this in the book.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the points that we make in the book is that when you look at ISIS and Hamas, it's the same jihad.
Yeah, different funding a little bit, but the same goal.
Absolutely. And if you want to see what Hamas would do to Israel. Just watch what ISIS is doing to the Christians in Iraq. The only difference is that, thank God, the Jews of Israel have the IDF to protect them.
The Israel Defense Force is the differential between what's happening in Hamas, Gaza, Israel, as compared with ISIS and the Christians in Syria and Iraq. So this brings me to the point of this is not easy. It is complicated. And we have to be able to address it in a way that makes sense. So that's why I want to urge you, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks, soon to be Walmart, buy the pre-order the paperback, order the Kindle version or Nook version or what or Apple Reader, whatever you have, and that'll be coming to you tomorrow. So the book is out tomorrow, and we encourage you to do that. Let me play for you what Senator Lindsey Graham said about this, number 13.
First thing I want to tell the American people, from my point of view, it is our fight. It is not just their fight. This is a radical Islamic army that's pushing the theory of a master religion, not a master race like the Nazis. This is not about bringing a few people to justice who behead the innocent in a brutal fashion. It's about protecting millions of people throughout the world from a radical Islamic army. They're intending to come here. So I will not let this president suggest to the American people we can outsource our security, and this is not about our safety.
I got to tell you, our friend Lindsey Graham's got that exactly correct, and I will tell you what a fantastic statement of fact. And we're not going to outsource our national security and the security of our allies. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. And, Jordan, that's precisely the reason why we are being concise with what we're asking for in the petition to not fund Syrian groups that have jihadi ties, which is going to be almost everybody that's there right now, and also to engage this in a way to bring maximum damage to ISIS. That's why we have the book. So we want people to sign the petition but also get that book.
Absolutely. You know, this idea here that we would allow U.S. funding. I mean, how many times do we have to learn our lesson with this, that you can't trust these groups if they've deviated from being moderates before, which all of them have in Syria. So none of them have been consistent. If they are willing to make deals with people who crucify people, so if they've made deals with the Islamic State, why on earth would we give them and arm them with U.S. Weapons and then think that they won't make deals with the Islamic State later or in the future? Because ultimately, these groups are not good guys. So you got to learn about what is this? What are we fighting here? Sign the petition, because Congress is getting a lot of pressure on it this week. But make sure you purchase the book. And you can do it now on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or through iTunes. RiseOfISIS.com has all the options. We need you to do that, folks, so that we get this message out loud and clear and get this book out to a wide audience. And we can't do that without you making that purchase, because we've got to get on bestsellers list so we can open up to a new audience, to the New York Times editorial staff, to their book review teams. We can't do that without you. So go to riseofisis.com and purchase the book. You can do the ebook, you can do the paperback. It's at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iTunes.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
As Americans express growing concern about ISIS, the Islamic State, the Obama administration is going to Congress to ask for money to arm Syrian rebels. That's right. He wants to arm and fund jihadists, so-called moderates that, according to reports, are working with ISIS. You can't fight ISIS with jihadists. Tell President Obama no American weapons or money for Syrian jihad. Add your name to our new petition online now at ACLJ.org. And learn the real story of ISIS and Hamas. Order ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow's new book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. a powerful must-read, now available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Apple. Help us sound the alarm. You can buy the book online, riseofisis.com. That's riseofisis.com. Order your copy today.
About 8,000 of you anyways, at least, that have already bought the book. I'm going to have David give the statistics on where we are with Rise of ISIS, a threat we can't ignore. Remember, the goal here is to get on the New York Times bestsellers list. Jordan certainly made that case out the last couple of days, and we'll continue to do it. We are live. The book is live. When I say live tomorrow, if you're on, if you got a Nook or a Kindle or an Apple iPad or whatever you might be reading on your Apple product, that's out tomorrow. There was an email, by the way, that went out from Amazon saying it was going to be delayed a week. That wasn't correct. It's out tomorrow. So we really do want you to buy it. And, David, where are we right now? By the way, these are not the most – this is through – we don't include all of Sunday.
Right, right. It's a little over 8,000 through partially Sunday for total, and more than 4,000 on the ebook alone, which is fantastic because – you know, not everybody has an ebook reader.
Right.
So that, but that will be immediately downloadable tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, if you've pre-ordered, it will show up on your Kindle, on your Nook. If you have not ordered, you can order it tomorrow and you'll get it right then and there.
And when you get it tomorrow, we want to start hearing from you, people that are reading it, because this is an education project for us at the ACLJ. So we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's take another call here, Jordan.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Connie in Florida on line 4. Connie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, Connie.
Thank you. Hi. I just wanted to make a comment before I give my question. But
sure.
We closed down so many of our military bases. We build up other countries' military.
Yep.
We choose our enemies to fight alongside us. And why not choose the Israel Defense Force? They're the best. And they're also enemies of these people. And, you know, I just don't understand. It's like everything that the president has been doing, it doesn't seem American. It doesn't make sense. And I feel that there's a devious...
Well, let me tell you this. You can't have the Israel Defense Force. Israel's defense forces cannot engage in a war in an Arab country. That would be disastrous for Israel. Although they worked very closely with Egypt in dealing with Hamas, it'd be very only time they could do that if it was a direct... really imminent threat to Israel. So that's not the agency to go in there with. But you bring up the point of who we're funding, and that's the grand question in all of this. And I suspect, Jordan, we'll get that on the broadcast tomorrow. That's going to be debated tomorrow as well.
Yeah, exactly. Who is this? You know, I mean, there's a lot of names to throw around. There are the Free Syrian Army. There's factions of that, which have been called the moderates before. And then, of course, there's al-Nusra Front, which is an al-Qaeda affiliate. Then there's the Islamic State, which is fighting there, which has been at odds with the al-Nusra Front. So we're talking about, again, different groups, mostly very small level. So to find a command structure that we're used to describing or understanding the United States is not the case. We're talking about very small militias, which makes you wonder how you could possibly get these funds and arms to these groups without having significant people on the ground to coordinate that. And there are a lot of people who say, well, you know, no boots on the ground doesn't mean there won't be thousands of U.S. Special forces and intelligence officials on the ground to coordinate something like this.
So, David, following up on what Jordan just said, when you've dealt with these groups before, it's more like when you're talking about these, you know, opposition armies, the rebel forces, these are really more like militias.
I mean, they're gangs.
Compared to ISIS, which is now like a real army.
Yeah, they're gangs. They're militia, jihadist gangs. And here's the thing, you know, talk about providing the weapons and the ammunition. To do any serious vetting, you have to have supervision. So, for example, when we were in Iraq and we armed what we called the Sons of Iraq, they were local Sunni militias to turn on al-Qaeda. We tightly supervised those guys. We would check up on them. We were in that area of operations at all times. We had control of that situation. That's not what the administration's talking about. What they're talking about is sending weapons to people that we will not have day-to-day control over, we will not be supervising, that will then there will be nothing to stop them from handing that directly over to ISIS.
So those weapons can be used against us. Charles is calling from Florida. He's on line 6. Hi, Charles.
Hello, Jay.
Yes.
Thanks for taking
sure.
my call. I just think that, you know, since Obama has known about ISIS for of a year and a half or more. I believe he has staged this whole thing, and for a particular reason, and that is to come in very handy to be a wartime president right in front of the election process of the Senate, to divert all the news to that, and also to take the heat off all the scandals.
Yeah.
And he's going to.
I mean, well, look, this story has become the news dominant story. I mean, we're still litigating the IRS case. All those matters are still going forward. So, in that sense, I don't think he did this on purpose because, frankly, Charles, I think this is not the narrative he wanted. I mean, he does not want to be a wartime president. He wants to be the president of peace. He wants to be the president that kind of wooed the Arab world, the Muslim world, and that everybody, you know, heard Obama, President Obama speak. Now they said, oh, we have no more problems with the Islamic world. Well, this is not going according to his narrative plan. So I appreciate what you're saying, but I think this has been a disaster for him. Self-induced in a lot of respects. And by the way, when you say we're not fighting Islamic radicals or he says it's not about religion, he brings this kind of questioning that you're asking, Charles, on to himself. He is asking for this when he says things like that. Let's go to another call.
Yeah, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to Rib in Texas, line 5. Rib, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Rob. You're on the air, Rib.
Yeah, hi, yeah. Jay and Jordan. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. My question is basically, I just want to get your guys' opinion, and if you've already explained this part, then I apologize. But if the president is calling him ISIL as opposed to ISIS, do you think that might be kind of a nod to the group that he also agrees with them, that Israel doesn't have a right to exist?
Well, no, I don't like the fact that he's using the language. I mean, I don't think it's because he doesn't think Israel has a right to exist. But whenever you include ISIL and you talk about the Levant, your course acknowledging that they're saying now, remember, they don't call them ISIL anymore. They are now ISIS, or ICE, actually, just IS, the Islamic State. But the Levant does include Israel. I don't know about the semantics of it, David, but I don't like that he uses ISIL either because it almost gives him a broader scope. So I think it's more of an atmospheric than it is a legal or international law perspective.
Well, you know, here they message everything in the White House. And ISIS,
you're not kidding.
ISIS is the word that's received nationwide, worldwide notoriety. So by choosing this ISIL, it's almost it's a subtle way of downplaying the threat in my mind.
Yep. Yeah. Even though the Levant is actually a broader territory. So let's do this. All right, Harry, very quickly, please.
You mentioned Lindsey Graham, the clip you just played. Yep. But on Sunday on Fox News, he also said he supports a free Syrian army. So I wish he'd make up his mind.
Well, I think the free Syrian army was. I mean, I heard Waleed Fares say the same thing. I think the thought is that of the groups, they're probably the most moderate, if there's such a thing. I'm not sure that's correct anymore, though. I mean, I think that may have been very true 10 months ago or a year ago, but probably not now. Very quickly, David.
There was a brief window in 2011 when they were legit, but now they have been so intermixed with jihadists, I don't trust them with our weapons either.
Okay, so Jordan's going to let you know why you need to do what you do, which is get us on that bestsellers list and sign that petition. Jordan, take it from here.
Yep, here's what you do, folks. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or iTunes, and you can purchase The Rise of ISIS, a Threat We Can't Ignore. And we've also got it up at riseofisis.com, all three options. So if to purchase online, you could purchase an ebook, which will be out tomorrow. So it's a great day to do that. So it'll auto-download if you've got an e-reader and one of those either for the Nook or a Kindle or you've got an iPad. So you've got those options. You can also order the paperback and pre-order that now. We need to make sure this gets on the bestsellers list so that it gets reviewed by the New York Times. We're making an impact, not just amongst ourselves, but a new impact for the American Center for Law and Justice. That we're making an impact on the New York Times, that they're having to take the time to read Rise of ISIS, a Threat We Can't Ignore. We can only do that if you purchase the book today. So do it now at riseofisis.com or go right to Amazon or Barnes & Noble or iTunes. Get the book, Rise of ISIS, a Threat We Can't Ignore.
Add your name to our new petition online now at aclj.org. And learn the real story of ISIS and Hamas. Order ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow's new book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, a powerful must-read, now available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Apple. Help us sound the alarm. You can buy the book online, riseofisis.com. That's riseofisis.com. Order your copy today.